Dish Nation! Spilling today.
Well, Brad, it seems that Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are getting all hot and bothered over a game of Scrabble.
And I'm dishing with the Masked Singer's Octopus, a.k.a. Dwight Howard, about being the first one eliminated from this season and much more.
Plus, if you have blue eyes, Shawn Mendes doesn't trust you.
And it's a very special someone's birthday, someone very close to my heart.
Aww.
Yes, it's Broadway star Ben Platt's birthday today. I'm kidding. It's also Heidi's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Heidi!
Before the fiesta and party starts, Gary, what do you got?
Well, Frank, honey, it's time for
What?
Yes, and it looks like y'all Kanye West has invented a new sneaker, and baby, it's got Twitter going bananas. Now, the sneaker is called the Yeezy Knit Runner, and it's a mustard tan combination called Sofar, priced at only $200.
Now, Twitter users are calling these sneakers banana shoes, empanadas, and slippers. Now, how do y'all rate these from 1 to 10?
Here's the thing. I have worn these kind of shoes before. I've worn these, not
is that
him. But
a new idea?
No. Like there are other brands that have made, like, they call it almost like the slipper shoe. You don't wear socks with these. You just put your foot in, and they
it's
are.
You can't reach your shoestrings anymore.
They are the stinkiest. These kind of shoes are the stinkiest.
Really?
You wear those all day. You take them off. Because you don't wear socks with them.
I had no idea that Big Bird was the lead designer for the Yeezy brand.
But even though these look like parakeet feet, I will say that Yeezy does manage to make some of the most comfortable shoes in the game. I will say that, though.
This right here, I love the color. It looks comfortable. I would buy them. They're $200. They're not that expensive, so I would get them.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, they say the actual color is called sulfur, and that's what they end up smelling like, according to you.
Just an old fart.
No,
all right, well, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel took a break from parenting, and instead of having sex like most normal couples, they got a different kind of foreplay. They play Scrabble together.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. That's romantic.
Now, the couple, they both showed photos of each other on Instagram with their game faces on. Now, if you're wondering who won, Jessica later showed a picture of Justin Timberlake collecting the pieces after the game, writing, "For the record, he whooped me." So if you're wondering who's smarter, Justin Timberlake or Jessica Biel, well, it seems that Justin Timberlake.
Scrabble is actually a really fun game. I got the deluxe Scrabble game that you can spin around and the really great little tiles. That's a fun game
really?
To play.
What do you think, Frank? You think Scrabble, a good mind game, a good little competition is good foreplay?
I think this is says a lot about their relationship, that they can make anything fun and sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, people played dirty Scrabble before. We can only use dirty words or sexual words. As the rules.
Yes.
I mean, me and my wife do that with every single board game we have. We played Dirty Clue the other day. It's where we separate, we go into different rooms, and then we hump something, and we come back and try to guess what it was. So she's like, I think it was Frank in the living room with a couch cushion. I'm like, you got it!
And it was your wife there with the candlestick.
My wife is still the guy with the candlestick.
All right, moving on, y'all. Sherry, I heard you're a part of a dope new project, a short film executive produced by my girl Angela Bassett called No Shortcuts to Change. I saw it yesterday. It's awesome. Check this out, you guys.
Who are you and why are you here?
I am Contractor 2189, and I've been assigned to grant your wishes by the Agency of Magic.
Wait, like a fairy godmother or something?
Sure.
I thought you'd be more...
More what?
I don't know. More like Whitney Houston and Cinderella Sparkly.
Girl, I can't squeeze into a tight dress for as long as I've been working at home.
This short film is so important because right now Congress is working on the Build Back Better Act that includes a historic investment in Medicaid, home, and community-based services. So we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create lasting change that will impact the lives of millions of caregiving workers, a workforce that is overwhelmingly women and women of color. So they don't get paid family leave. They don't get health care. They don't get time off, so you've got to let your local leaders know that care is essential, because they come and they care for you, but they cannot wait. So please make your voices known for the essential care workers, because nobody's speaking for them.
Now, Sherry, it's not all women of color. I've been doing home health care since the other 4 days I'm not on Dish Nation.
Oh, I didn't realize you were doing that.
I'm actually doing home health care as well.
Oh, you
want to tell the audience where I've been all week? I'm doing home health care.
I don't want to know. I don't even want to know, Frank.
Here's the question. Who played a better genie? Was it Will Smith, Sherry Shepherd, or Barbara Eden?
I'm giving it to Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah, thank you.
Sherry Shepherd.
All right, well, check this out. Shawn Mendes just took the infamous Vanity Fair lie detector test. Now, when he was asked about his friend Taylor Swift's boyfriend Joe Alwyn, Sean said he kind of looks like a villain. But wait till you hear why.
I mean, he's kind of got a little bit of a villain look about him. I mean, he looks like a nice guy, but like he at any like movement could turn into a villain. He's got really blue eyes, and I struggle with like eyes that blue, you know? Like, I find it easier to trust brown eyes.
All right, now, Frank, now you happen to work with a blue-eyed person. Did you just become a Shawn Mendes stan after he said this? Is there any truth to this?
I can confirm people with blue eyes are evil. Evil villains.
Real quick, I just want to say I do have blue eyes. I don't know if
that's what I'm saying. People with blue eyes are evil villains.
No,
I think it's people with one eye.
Yeah, usually anytime you see an eye patch, they're usually like, you know, they're into some shady stuff.
Headcrack, I will say this. When you watch Bond movies and stuff, it's always like he's got like the blonde hair is so blonde, it's almost white, and the eyes are icy blue.
So automatically,
hello, Mr. Bond. You know, it's like, you know right away.
The cat he's holding has blue eyes, too. Yeah, it's creepy.
That's right.
Creepy all around. Creepy all around.
And on that note of evilness, oh my gosh, today is a very special day, family, because it is Heidi's
birthday.
Heidi, in honor of your birthday, we took your biggest dream and we made it into a birthday gift. So Frank, Heidi's brother, do you want to give it to Heidi right now?
Pass that over to you.
Come on.
Got a bomb.
Save the bag.
The bag is really cute.
Come on, we only got 18 minutes.
I've got it.
We want to see.
Oh, my God.
It's a white tee with Oprah, Heidi, and...
It's Oprah and Julia Roberts fighting over me.
Yes.
Nice.
That's so cool.
If they were fighting over you in real life, who would you choose to be friends with, Heidi?
You have to choose Oprah or
Julia. You guys are evil to do this to me on my birthday.
I know.
Here's the thing. If I go with Oprah, I'm never going to be in the best friend position. I'll never earn that spot.
I'll never get
into that spot.
That's taken.
But am I okay being just in the lineup of friends with Oprah?
Of course you are.
Am I okay with taking a third or fourth position?
That'd be actually pretty good.
I think so.
I think I'm going to go with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I think that's a great decision, Heidi.
And road trips?
Yeah. We love you,
Heidi. We get to go on camping trips.
We love you, Heidi. Enjoy your weekend.
Geographically desirable.
I love it.
Up next, is it possible to have too much of a good thing? JoJo Siwa doesn't think so. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
All right, we'll talk about a sugar rush. JoJo Siwa, you might know her from Dancing with the Stars, Frank.
I didn't really know her before that.
She has a candy-themed bedroom on MTV Cribs, and she's got over 4,000 pounds of candy.
Wow.
What?
In her bedroom.
I
know what you're picturing. It's even crazier than that. Take a look at this.
There is over 4,000 pounds of candy in my bedroom alone. That's a lot of candy.
Now I understand why she screams so much and why she dresses like that. That's 4,000 pounds of sugar.
She's hopped up on sugar,
Do you guys think she just rolls over in her bed and just grabs a handful of candy and just stuffs her face? Like, that's what I would do.
You know, because at 2 o'clock in the morning, what are you always craving? Candy.
I mean, this looks like a yogurt store with yogurt toppings.
It does. It looks like a yogurt land.
So does my bedroom.
But do y'all remember when, like, your parents used to say, if you eat too much candy, you're going to get worms in your butt. Maybe it's just a generational thing.
And rotten teeth.
My mother never told me that.
She never told you that, Chewy. That's why your ass itching now, and you don't know why. Oh, exactly.
That's why he wears them sweatshorts all the time.
You got worms in your booty.
Okay, guys, it's time for a...
Smash
So this is pretty wild. A 65-year-old billionaire, John Paulson, he's worth about $4.7 billion.
Damn.
He just dropped his 50-year-old wife of 21 years for a 33-year-old hot Insta-famous dietitian named Alina de Alameda.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this girl?
Yes.
I'd drink her smoothie.
Yeah, wow. I would, too.
That's got to hurt.
I think that's what John did because he doesn't have a prenup with his wife of 21 years. So he's worth $4.7 billion, no prenup.
She's getting half.
Rumor is it they're shacking up at his Fifth Avenue apartment.
Oh, my gosh. But everybody,
Jesus.
Well, John better say his prayers because there's no prenup between him and his estranged wife, Jenny. So let me tell you what that $4.7 billion going to look like when you get done. Tell your little 33-year-old it's only going to be $2 billion. And then when you go through the divorce, she's going to ask you to pay some of those attorney's fees. So tell your little 33-year-old that.
Sherry, come on.
What?
When you get so rich, it doesn't even matter.
Do me the favor, if I'm the wife, and at least sneak around. At least hide it from me. Yeah. Leave me. That's fine. Whatever. But don't just put it in my face here with a 33-year-old woman. I looked her up. You're going to just...
Right. That's how you know. That's how you know how powerful that yum-yum is. He
right.
Not even high.
The cookie.
Got that 33-year-old threw that yum-yum on him.
It was a good cookie.
Looks like JoJo Siwa's bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something between a 33-year-old and a 50-year-old. Now, I'm going to let you know. It's just tricks that you can do as a 33-year-old that at this age, I can't do them no more, Chewy. I get tired.
Really?
I got arthritis in my knee. It just ain't, you know, I got my bladder a little weak.
All right, HK has a deal for you that's going to keep you vibing, baby. What up, HK?
There's so much going on in the world, whether it's the stuff you're excited about, like new music, or stuff you'd rather not think about, you know, like adulting stuff. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with the pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Listen, I'm always on the go, so I love using my Raycon to listen to my favorite beats. So whether you use them to pump up, wind down, work, or work out, Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio. And new everyday earbuds look feel and sound better than ever. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Now, Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. And right now, Dish Nation viewers get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/dish. That's buyraycon.com/dish. You're going to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/dish. Now coming up, Chewy dishes with the first eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We are kicking off season 6 of The Masked Singer, and I'm here with the first eliminated contestant. Damn it. I hate he got eliminated, but I'm glad to have him here with us. Please welcome the artist formerly known as the Octopus, NBA star, Dwight Howard. What up, baby? Hey. How do you even get approached to do this, my friend? Like, how did all this happen?
Oh, it's crazy. I was checking my emails one day and I got an email from a very special woman who works with The Masked Singer. Okay. And she asked me if I wanted to be on the show. And I was like, man, what? I wrote her email back so fast. Yes, 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 yes. Put me on the show ASAP. I would love to be on The Masked Singer. And they said, we need it. Could you come up on these dates? And I was like, I am there and bring my mama, my son, my niece.
That's hilarious. And
I can't wait. I can't wait.
So you were the Octopus. How was it like seeing the costume before you put it on? Because these costumes are no joke that are on The Masked Singer. So were you like kind of, was your breath taken when you saw this thing? Like, what was your first initial reactions?
I was like, yo, this is swagged out. This is so me. So me, like that whole album. Yeah. purple, you know, like the nice fitted outfit with the octopus looking real smooth and fly. Kind of like Sweetness from Roll Bells.
Sweetness!
You had eight arms in The Masked Singer. What would your NBA career look like if you had eight arms in real life, sir?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Rebounds.
Yeah.
Crazy passes. Like, you know, I'm a big trickster on the court, so I'll be doing some stuff, tapping people on the opposite shoulder, running the other way. Like, who did? You know, just some crazy stuff.
What was your family's reaction when they saw you in the costume, or did they see you in the costume?
Well, her reaction was when we first pulled up to the set. There's this big wall that says The Masked Singer, and my mom saw it and she's like, "The man," and she looks, "The Masked Singer." Oh, she just went crazy. She was like, "I need a minute, please."
So it's the same reaction you got when you got drafted. Probably it's like you got drafted like Masked Singer.
That's how she acted. She was just overwhelmed with joy.
How does it feel to be the first one voted off? Like,
I was very sad because I really wanted to win, but at the same time, I felt like it was great for me. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad that I just said, you know what, I don't care what happens. I'm going to give it my best, have to enjoy this moment, the best time of my life. And that's what I did.
Do you want to do more music, Dwight? Is that something that you want to do, man?
I would love to. I would love to. Yeah. Make sure you keep it locked in right here. It's going to be more after the break, and you hear on Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So it's no secret I'm often compared to James Bond because of my charming good looks and my amazing ability to save the day. But I'm even more like 007, a.k.a. Daniel Craig, than you actually think. Because Daniel recalls getting the part of James Bond back in 2006 and what he did to celebrate. But here's the catch. He was told to keep it a secret, so he had to have a solo party by himself, and he got drunk alone.
Nice. That sounds like a good time.
Daniel said, "I got drunk. That's what I did. I bought a bottle of vodka and a bottle of vermouth, a cocktail shaker, and made myself three or four vodka martinis, obviously shaken, not stirred."
You make yourself a dirty martini.
Absolutely. What else are you going to drink?
I mean, you could celebrate. I mean, I just think it's a little like, oh, I'm going to have the drink of James.
I'm James Bond. I better get to know what he likes.
Okay. You'll drink alone, right? You don't care, right?
It's not that I drink alone. It's just I drink with people, but they don't know I'm drinking.
How do you drink alone secretly with people?
Pardon me. There's something on my desk I need to check on. Yeah, my water bottles. Those aren't water, folks.
Frank always has a bottle of whiskey right next to him, and we done shots. So, yeah, that's how we get down, baby.
Well, then I can't wait to see you guys, boy, because we're going to have a good time.
Hell yeah.
Right underneath your desk, Frank.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.